Oh no, it's the hand dryer. Welcome to ISKCON Cardiff. This is one of the many centers of the Krishna Consciousness Movement worldwide that was originally established, inaugurated by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and the acharya of our society. This year is actually the 50th anniversary of the incorporation of ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada, around this time of 50 years ago, was in excess of 70 years. He was living in New York under very difficult circumstances, very humble circumstances. But he brought an eternal, timeless message of, what Srila Prabhupada told the London press when he first arrived in the UK, and he was received at the airport. And I asked him, "Swamiji, why have you come?" He said, "I came to remind you what you forgot." He said, "What's that?" "I came to remind you about God," which of course puzzled the newspaper reporters, because after all, they're living in an Anglican church, Anglican denominated or Christian country. So why have they forgotten God? Because despite the fact that they have been of one religious conviction or another, but God sort of over the centuries and millennia has become, in especially our very materialistic world, a word. Who's God? Where is he? What does he look like? What is he like? So when Srila Prabhupada came, he came with the vision of the teachings of Vaishnava culture or Vedic culture, which is really summarized in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, the two most prominent writings, one word spoken by Krishna and the other about Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada came to actually what he was very fond of expressing, teaching us about the science of Krishna consciousness, which began with the science of the soul. That also we've forgotten. And when I say we've forgotten not only forgotten God, we've forgotten who we are. And that was the underlying thread of Srila Prabhupada's teachings in all parts of the world that he traveled in for 12 years, was to try to remind people that this is an important thing, to know who you are. In our world that we live in, it's all important to become something, engineer, doctor, lawyer, technician, nowadays computer programmer or something. But who are you anyway? No. There's no education, there's no systematic presentation of that. And what's the use of being anything if you don't know the beginning, which is who you are? And Srila Prabhupada would often term this as being the ABC. If you don't know how to read, If you don't know how to add, then forget about university. You need to start at the very beginning. And these are very beginning things. What does God mean? Who are we? So Srila Prabhupada dedicated and established this Krishna consciousness movement with the purpose of giving an educational institution that teaches people about the science of the soul. Not really to introduce some new religion or some other type of faith or dogma, but we exist. That's not something that's dependent upon my religion or your religion. We all exist. What is it that exists? What is it that feels its existence? We all feel, we're all conscious of our current existence in this room. We're conscious of sitting on the floor. You may be comfortable, you may be uncomfortable, cold, warm. These sensory experiences are all a byproduct of consciousness. Who's conscious? The body's not conscious. Dead body's not conscious. There's a difference between a live one and a dead one. And even live bodies are not necessarily conscious of everything. So who is it that hears, sees, tastes? You can't say that, for instance, it's our ears that are hearing right now. The ears are a vehicle, just like it's not my mouth that's speaking, just like it's not this microphone that's speaking. The mouth is just a vehicle. Well, the mouth is moving, but what's making it move? Where does the energy come from to move it? So these are very basic, logical, scientific things that Srila Prabhupada wanted people to know, because for all of our materialistic values, for all of our conflicts that we've invented over different types of faiths and different types of religions, the essence of life is really slipping between our fingers. We're so good at communication, we have such wonderful education, and yet we haven't the faintest clue as to who we are. Neither do we care. So, Krishna Consciousness Movement is meant for that purpose, and that's why this Cardiff Center is here. When Prabhupada was talking to George Harrison, and then just at the same time, BBC interviewed him, then he explained that, yes, we're an educational institution. We're trying to educate people in the science of the soul, in the science of God. We're not interested in another religion. We're not just trying to introduce some type of faith. It's a science. It means that there's a hypothesis. You do the experiment, you get the result. And the way in which to actually perform the experiment to understand our spiritual identity, our conscious identity, is through this chanting. By chanting Hare Krishna, all of these misconceptions, I'm Welsh, I'm Canadian, I'm Hungarian, I'm male, I'm female, I'm a doctor, I'm this, I'm that, because all of these things are false identities. They're very temporary. I mean, nowadays, you can be anything. You can be a male, the next day you can be a female. These things change. You can change your nationality. You can change your employment. You can change everything. So then what are you? So these are called upadhi. There are false designations. But to actually clear away these false designations, because they're both imposed upon us, and unfortunately we're also very attached to them as well. Our whole world today is just obsessed with what they look like. Whether that's neat or scraggly or attractive or just the opposite, but it's all based on this false conception that we're this body. So how do you become free from that? One has to actually clean one's consciousness. So we're talking about consciousness. How do you clean your consciousness? You can clean the floor. That's a pretty easy thing to clean because the floor is quite a gross thing. It's something that you can easily touch. But although you are aware of your consciousness, but how do you clean it? So transcendental sound, not ordinary sound, but transcendental sound cleans the consciousness, and ordinary sound contaminates it. So the many different unnecessary things that we hear and we see and we put into our heads, these things have an influence. Of course, everyone experiences how you get influence. You go see a monster movie. Of course, nowadays people like monster movies. When I was young, I'd close my eyes. You know, the gorier, the better. But still, it influences your consciousness. You see a romantic movie, you feel romantic. Why? Because what you hear influences you. And all of these things place further restrictions upon our way of thinking and our way of seeing ourselves and seeing the world. So to clean our consciousness and to come back to our original consciousness. What are we like when there's none of these impositions, when we're neither Welsh, nor male, nor engineer, nor this, nor that, nor 30 years old, or something. When all of these things are there, and we're actually situated in our own identity, that's called Krishna consciousness. The original consciousness of the soul when people are unfettered. And it's also called self-realization. When you realize who you are without any of these other impositions that we're very expert at really stuffing through all of our senses at a very accelerated rate. So we're going to chant Hare Krishna, and the mantra is not here, it's upstairs, but I think probably everyone knows the Hare Krishna mantra. And if you open your heart, open your consciousness, be attentive to that sound vibration, you will feel that it actually does something. And that something is a cleansing process. In Sanskrit, it's called Chaito Dharpana Marjana, cleansing the mirror of the heart.